Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk fall trolling with pro angler Bro Brosdahl. And then lastly, we're talking early fall muskie fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news. Hayward Power Sports is your new shore station dock system dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. I got Jarrett in here again, and Jarrett, good to have you on here. You're on here all the time. You're kind of a permanent fixture.
Heck yeah. Nice being here. I like talking fishing.
We have to start paying you one of these days. Let's talk about the fishing. Start out with panfish. What's going on there?
Panfish has been good. I've been doing a little bit of panfish myself. I was out yesterday. I was out getting crappies in, 8 to 10 feet of water. They were on structure, on some weeds or what have you. Just pitching plastics and pitching a couple crankbaits too for crappies and just working them back to the boat really slowly. Bluegill's been good too. Depends on what lake you're on. If you're on a darker water lake, they could be up a little bit shallower, but a lot of fish are sitting on those deep weed edges, those cribs. Those big bluegills could be roaming the bottom of the basins out there, but panfishing's been really good.
What do you recommend the guys try? I know I like to use that Berkeley Gulp Alive, that like the 1-inch minnows or the little tiny panfish baits. Mm-hmm. That stuff seems to work as good, if not better, than live bait, but some guys want to use crawlers, some guys want to use minnows.
My absolute favorite bait, and I've loved them for the past 4 or 5 years, Mr. Crappie Plastics. Go buy a Joker tail. It's a 3-pronged tail on there. They come in, chartreuse, white, a whole bunch of different colors on the back end. But it's just an awesome bait. Really great movement in the water. You just jig it back to the boat really slowly. So many different applications. Been great for crappie. It's a secret favorite of mine for walleye when, they're really negative because it's a smaller bait. But yeah, definitely go out and try one of those Joker tails.
What do you recommend for a jig on that stuff?
The jigs, I usually use the VMC Moon Eyes in a 1/16 ounce. That seems about just the right size for me. If you go a little bit smaller, 1/32 or a little bit bigger too, 1/8 is just too big, or the jig just doesn't feel right. So a 16th ounce jig for sure. Those VMC Moon Eyes, it just gives the bait a little bit more of a realistic look. They've got that eye and you've got the really good colors of the VMC Moon Eyes. So, really good combination for me.
And I think, you know, sometimes when the fish are more active, you can cast it out and kind of move it back in. But there's times, a lot of times, when if you're fishing vertical for them, especially out in deeper water, you don't want to be jigging it a lot. You want to just hold it stationary as much as possible, because no matter how much you don't move it, it's still moving quite a bit down there.
Yep, and I was doing both, you know, yesterday. We had a lot of fish that we caught just jigging over the side of the boat. And, I mean, you'd be surprised at how much your bait moves while you're trying to hold it still. I emphasize trying to hold it still because, you know, even though you're holding still, it's still shaking with the wave action, the boat action. So, you know, those three tails, they just pulsate down there. But, you know, casting it too, you know, casting it, just doing short little pops back. There's applications for both. Yep.
And don't forget things like beetle spins, because they catch crappies and panfish too, as well as walleyes, northern pike, and even muskie sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was using the plastics, and on the backside, you know, I had family member running a beetle spin with a twister tail on it or what have you. You know, that was doing just as well. Not as well as mine, you know, obviously, but yeah. Both were catching fish.
How about walleye fishing? I know walleye fishing typically slows down this time of year. What are you hearing on the walleye?
It's definitely slowed down. Guys aren't getting them consistently anymore. It seems like they're really waiting for those peak windows. Had a lot of guys out with this super moon this last week, really trying hard for that and for muskies. But most of the guys that we're hearing that are getting the walleyes, they're trolling, you know, out in deeper water. They're running their crawler harnesses. They're running their crankbaits by the walleyes really fast, trying to get a reaction strike. But it's definitely slowed down.
Yeah, and the trolling seems to be the answer. And you mentioned muskies. What are you hearing there?
So muskie bite, I've been hearing, is still solid. A lot of guys going out there getting one or two a day consistently out there. Hearing a lot of reports come back from top water. You know, everything else is, you know, whatever it is they're throwing underneath the sun. Bucktails, swim baits, you know, a little bit of everything out there, but the most consistent thing that I've heard so far is top waters.
You know, and talk bass fishing is always good in the summertime. You know, smallmouth bass, I've even been getting them on topwater baits still, because if you got bugs hatching, you're going to have, you know, action on topwater, seems like.
Yep, smallies have been good. You know, we had guys out in the tournament last week, and we had reports of them catch fish anywhere from 2 feet to 25 feet of water. So they're all over, depending on what kind of forage they're chasing. Top waters are working well. Most guys are still drop shotting. Some guys are using their live bait rigs, getting them while they're, you know, fish for walleyes out there. But smallies have been good.
How about largies?
Largies have been good, too. A lot of guys are still up pitching the slop. You know, they're running those big punching jigs. Some guys running top waters. You know, some guys running live bait up there, too. Largemouth fishing's been solid.
You know, and you mentioned punching jigs. That's one thing a lot of people aren't aware of. But you get big weed beds like these milfoil beds. They're a canopy weed. There's, in other words, it's like a big umbrella over the top. And underneath, it's a bunch of little stalks and stems that the fish swim around in quite a bit. And you got to get through that mat, and that's what you use, a big, what you call a punching jig?
Yep, a punching jig. So you're using a big, heavy jig, and all you're looking to do is use that jig for the weight to punch through that canopy to get it underneath, and that's where a lot of those fish are sitting. You know, a lot of those fish are waiting to ambush something.
Okay, and let's talk about the shop here real quick. You guys are geared up for everything. Still for looking at getting ready for fall fishing too, I suppose.
Heck yeah, yep. We're starting to see a bunch of our musky stuff starting to come in. You know, we're still putting orders through. We got some really good stuff coming in. We're set up for archery, for hunting. You know, we've still got everything that you could shake an ugly stick at for summer fishing in here, but we're here. We got you covered.
How's the live bait thing looking for fall?
It looks good. Sounds like we might see some musky suckers by the end of the month. Suckers are starting to trickle in for those guys that are looking on, you know, fish for some bigger fish out there. Seems like we're pretty much done with leeches for the year, but that's, you know, just about normal, but live bait's been good.
And let's not overlook the hunting. You know, we're looking at September hunting season starting up for archery, and you guys got a full load of archery gear in here.
Oh yeah, you know, as we speak, we just had the bonus doe tags come out today, so we had a line of people in here for that right away. So definitely a lot of people with hunting on their mind, and you know, it's better to get prepared for it right now than it is the day before, running around like a madman out there. But yeah, we're here for you. We're ready.
Well, Jared, it's been a pleasure having you on here. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking fall trolling patterns with pro angler Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, last week we had pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl from over in Minnesota on talking about fall fishing. And this week we've got him on again talking about fall trolling patterns and techniques.
Bro, you know, when we come into the fall here, another option is going to be trolling too. And you got lots of different options for trolling to get your baits down where the fish are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, dragging a Northland butterfly blade is probably my favorite because you can go fast or slow with it trolling. It's a spinner designed to go, you can go a half mile an hour if you want, but, you know, just a typical bottom bouncer works great, but a bullet sinker is perfect. You know, a quarter ounce bullet sinker will take you to most depths, and then even just go with a little eighth ounce or, you know, just a little split shot just to get her down there and, you know, get your boat up to speed and whatever speed you decide to go, pitch it out behind the boat. And that's the nice thing about that. You can use line counters, you can use boards, you can do all that stuff. Boards are great all the time, but if you have a bullet sinker with a butterfly blade, you can cast it behind the boat as you're going. If you catch a fish, you don't even slow down, you know, for eater fish, you net it, and you pitch it back out again, right back into play. It's a real simple system, but crankbaits work great, and, you know, the night trolling is super hot around here, but the day trolling is good too. You don't see as many people doing it. Northland Rumble Crank works really well, and they're relatively shallow divers, 5 to 7 feet. A Rumble Bug is a little round, like shad crankbait that really shakes like crazy as you're pulling it, so it just calls the fish out of the weed bed. But I like using those for big crappies. You know, relative to size, a 9 or 10 inch crappie will eat this too, but you get a lot of action in August, end of August, beginning September, trolling crankbaits for crappies in the basins. And it's too hard to use lead core because lead core, you could drag a fish and not know it's on there. A 10-inch crappie might be, by the time you bring it in, it's drowned, and your rod doesn't even bend. So walleye tackle typically is kind of tough to use on crappies, but you can use a 1 ounce weight in front of it and then use the dive charge to figure out where it's at. But a lot of times you just need to be near the fish. If the fish are in the middle 20s, it doesn't take much to get down there. Just have some 1 ounce snap weights.
You bet. Well, you know, and you mentioned lead core, and that seems to be something a lot of people go to. And there's a time and a place for that, though, too, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Lead core just works really well. Gets the line down. They're great for walleyes. And if you're on, you know, the only thing with crappies is I've seen it before, where you're using your walleye lead core for crappies, and you drag it around, and then when you bring them in, there's crappies on every line, and you never seen them hit, you know, and because sometimes you're going through smaller crappies, but it works pretty doggone good to put that right down at the level that they're at. And snap weights are pretty cool and get you right down there too. Or, you know, that's the thing. You can put with snap weights and lead core, you can put the weight anywhere you want to, but you can just put a barrel sink right on your line, whether it's a clip on or not. And it doesn't have to be super far in front if the water's dark, but you want a snap weight if the water's clear and get it far in front of that bait, you know, 20, 40 feet in front. But if the water isn't clear, you know, a barrel sinker on your line, 8 feet away from your crankbait is no big deal, because a barrel sinker is smaller than your crankbait.
Well, you know, when people question about how do we know how deep stuff is running, you know, there are a couple of apps out there for your phone that actually work pretty good. You've got the Precision Trolling app, and I started using this one called Trollmaster, which you can input the length of your leader, the amount of weight you got, the type of crankbait, whatever you're pulling, and it pretty much tells you what you can expect that be running at as far as depth.
Oh yeah, that's the thing, is you're always set. If you know, get it on your phone, it tells you where it's at. And the Rumble series, Northland Rumble baits are on the app, the Rumble Shiner and the Rumble Bug. And the Rumble Bug is the one I'd want to use for crappies, because it's really a small little shad, noisy shad thing. But then vertically fishing crappies is a blast also. I use a ton of drop shots. I use drop shots for walleye fishing all summer long, and you'll be able to see exactly how I do it, because it'll be this winter in Fisherman. You should look for it. I've been using drop shots since 2009, real heavy for walleyes, but I didn't want to tell anybody. I don't just tie a drop shot because they'll come up and grab your leech off of it, and they don't get hooked, but I tie it a little different, but I don't want to reveal until you want you to read it when it comes out. But I use drop shots for walleyes, but for panfish, fantastic. It works super well. If your crappies are 4 feet off the bottom, tie a 4 or 5 foot dropper on there, and you can get a little tungsten weight. If they're too expensive, get a lead weight. And all you need is a little river sinker, or a drop, they call them dropper sinkers. With the lead ones are cheap, but the tungsten are expensive. But get a 3/8 ounce or a 1/2 ounce and tie it on and make a knot up higher. And droppers work exceptionally well. Have a little finger line so the fish can come up and inhale it. And use a little Gamma Katsu hook and a bead. A little chartreuse Gamma Katsu hook, size 8. Add a little tail to it, like a little impulse twister tail, or we did really well using shot a show for panfish last week, and they really like the bloodworm tail. That's something that's a winter bait, but it should be a summer bait. A little bloodworm tail on a little colored Gamma Katsu hook and a red bead. We also did good on a chartreuse bead with a green hook. Works really well, and you don't have to rip it or nothing. You control it real slow through the basin, and it's always at their level. And add a waxy chunk crawler or a small minnow, and it works super good. And for those who are real savvy at tying stuff, tie a little chicken feather on there, just not too much, just a couple of them, and you've really got some. But you could tie a jig on there if you go straight to your line, and those your bluegills will hook up on it, but crappie, you want a little bit of a finger.
Roll, a lot of good information there. I know you're online with a lot of stuff, and you actually have, sometimes you have like podcast type things on Facebook. What's going on there?
Well, as we get closer to fall, you know how I love ice fishing. We're going to have the Bro Road Show on ice. It's coming up, and normally we start out that in November, but we're going to have it in October and November, and talk about ice fishing in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and all around, some destinations and what's up for new stuff coming out this year. And it's it's a way of talking and being a part of the Bro Road Show when the big outbreak happened here a couple of years ago and we couldn't hardly do anything. You know, I typically used to go to stores everywhere, but we've gone online, and that I can do, and I don't have to worry about getting anybody sick, you know, if I'm visiting. One thing I didn't want to be is be sick and then traveling all over the place and be Mr. Typhoid. So we did this online, and even now when I go to seminars and sports shows, I can still do this, and it's a way to visit with everybody out there, and it's live. And my co-host is a tackle designer for Northland Tackle, and he's got the analytical side, and it's a fun thing. So look for that to come up here in the beginning of October through November. And we don't keep going. You know, you want to stay fresh and have good content. So we just we hit it in the fall and in the spring.
You bet. Well, you know, how does a person find you online and your websites and stuff?
Yeah, just go to Brian Brosdahl or Brian Bro Brosdahl on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. And then if for YouTube, look up the Bro Road Show on Ice or Bro Road Show on the Water. And then, of course, just follow my adventures on Facebook. And I post fish pictures. You can see what I caught yesterday. Today, I'm on errands. But, yeah, definitely check it out. And if you're looking for, want to come jump in the boat with me, pretty well booked. But I have some stuff in October, or look for next year.
Bro, thank you for coming on here. It's always a pleasure getting you on here to talk fishing.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. You're a good friend, and I'm glad to help out any chance I can.
Well, folks, you know we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking early fall muskie fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles Shore Station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, on this part of the show, we'll be talking late summer and early fall muskie fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen.
Steve, you know, when it comes to muskie fishing, at some point here, and night fishing becomes pretty productive.
Yeah, it absolutely can, John. And a lot of people have the misconception that muskies can't bite after dark or don't bite after dark. And actually, they're very efficient predators after dark. I generally don't do it until we're getting into mid to late summer. Usually by then, the mosquitoes are easing back a little bit. The bug hatches are sort of slowing down, and you really see a start of that night bite coming on.
Usually fish the same type of areas, basically, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely do. We'll fish even shallower than I would be during the day because I think a lot of those fish maybe move up. But I'm generally focusing on those edges, those mid-lake bars, and those mid-lake points that are sticking out in that deep water.
And a lot of people would think topwater baits, but, you know, they'll hit bucktails and jerkbaits, crankbaits, especially stuff that moves in a straight line.
Absolutely. That's the one thing is you generally want to use straight retrieve baits, not so much the start and stop. You will have more fish miss those. I'm usually using larger bucktails, big double-bladed spinner baits. Topwater is effective at times, but generally not my number one go-to. And then large crankbaits are also very effective, too.
When you're throwing a bucktail, the strike is a little different at night, though, usually, because they attack it different.
Yeah, it is a weird deal. Typically, during the day, I'm
working my blades as fast as I can comfortably. You know, we're burning them, we're moving quick, we're making them look like a bait fish that's fleeing away. And as soon as the sun sets and the water's getting darker, we're slowing down. And once it gets complete dark, I'm slowing way down, and we're just slow rolling those big blades in. And the bite is often just a tick or a thump, and then the rod loads up with weight. So if you feel anything weird after dark, I'm always setting the hook.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, you get a lot more boat side strikes at night, it seems like.
Absolutely. In fact, I would say after dark, our figure eight strikes probably go up another 25 or 30%. A lot of the fish do bite there, especially the bigger ones. So it's always important and imperative that you do two full figure eights. And I always tell my clients to just go slow and smooth. You don't need to rip through the figure eight once it gets dark. You're not trying to trigger that fish. You just want to keep the bait moving and give them the opportunity to catch up to it at dark.
You know, we're coming close to seeing a major change here, too, as we get toward the end of August.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get that first good major cool down, John, it sure changes the scheme of things. The position of the fish changes dramatically, and it can happen pretty quickly depending on how fast that weather cools down.
What big mistake do you see most people make when it comes when we once we get into that transition?
You know, most people generally don't follow them shallow enough, John, and it's amazing how shallow they will get. They will get up on shallow flats, and most species will do this. And basically, what they're doing is following that cooling temperature, and they're following bait fish, too. You will notice it's very evident when this starts to happen. You'll notice all the panfish, all the minnows, all kinds of life suddenly emerges on these shallow flats, and they'll be way up in there some days.
The trick is finding lures that you can work with up in there.
Absolutely, and that is the trick. Finding the right presentation for that shallow, skinny water, and often there's weeds involved. Picking the right presentation can be the key. A lot of times it's just getting something that'll work through there, it'll get those bites.
Even topwaters, I know that the topwater, there's a timer in the first part of September, topwaters are actually killer for bass and muskies.
Can be, you know, it's actually probably my go-to, and rarely do I have, you know, most of the anglers in the boat throwing a single thing, but this is one time of year where all of us will be throwing topwater on certain days, especially if the fish are showing us that. It's one of my favorite tools come this early fall period when you get into that late August, early September, you get that starting that cool spell, the fish start moving up shallow, and surface baits can actually be by far the very best presentation.
There is a difference between surface baits, different ones with different sounds, and even different sounds from one particular type of bait.
Absolutely. You know, it can all be about keying in onto a certain vibration or a certain sound. Sometimes size profile is the factor too, how big the lure is and how much water it pushes. So we certainly try a variety of things. I have my favorites that certainly work the best. The Lake X Fat Bastard has certainly been one of my favorites in the last few years. The old Joe Booker Top Raider is a great one, but there's a lot of good surface lures out there, and every day can be a little bit different. I'll usually try a couple different styles. Once the fish start responding to one, then we'll switch over or mold our presentation to mimic that.
And you don't want to have everybody throwing a topwater until you know that that's the thing that they want.
I very rarely do it, but this is the one time of year, this early fall period, where that may be the situation. And typically I'll start with one or two guys on it. We'll be throwing some blades or some jerk baits behind that as well. And let the fish dictate what you want on any given day. It can be different, that's for sure.
Any particular thing you'll tell people as far as getting good hookups with them?
You know, that's a hard thing to tell people what to do. Generally, I say try to feel the fish, but if you see the bait go inside that fish's mouth and they're coming at you, a lot of times, John, what you feel is the lack of any pressure. You feel your lure disappear. If you can see that your bait is in the mouth of the fish, you're going to want to respond by reeling up fast and setting the hook. For the most part, when they grab them, they will grab them and dive down. I prefer to have them dive down. Once they go down, I will put on a good hook set. It can be a little tricky, but it's also a lot of fun to see those big muskies chase them surface baits down. But a lot of different other lures will work in those shallow waters, glide baits and twitch baits and things like that, and smaller spinner baits will certainly work. Just want to make sure that you keep things clean and get over that shallow cover.
How long will that hold before they move back deep again?
Again, it all depends on Mother Nature. It can be fast, a week or two, depending on how fast the temperature drops. Typically what I see happen is once you get below that 60 degree mark, things start to move a little bit deeper again. So from 70 to 60, you see those fish move up on those shallow flats. Once to get below that 60 degree mark, start moving a little bit deeper and try to stay with them as the weather continues to cool.
You want to give out your guide number real quick?
Yeah, if anybody'd like to get out and do a little fishing this fall, you can get a hold of me at fishhunts.com or on my cell phone, 715-558-3709.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.